Welcome to episode 48 of 21st Century Boys. I am Joe Crawford.
I'm Henry Crawford.
And we are going to be talking some Japanese comics today. The first one I'm going to cover is from One Punch Man, volume 27, story by One, and art by Yusus. I was going to try to do it right, and I'm not going to be able to do it. Yusuke Murata, I think, is correct. Anyway, probably know One if you follow manga. One is also the author and artist of what book, Henry? Do you know?
I don't.
Mob Psycho 1000, I believe is the name.
100.
Of it. 100, okay. So, this is volume 27. In the front matter, it says the story so far. A single man has arisen to face the evil threatening humankind. His name is Saitama, and he's become a hero for fun. Basically, he's like a guy who trained so hard, his hair fell out, and he did like sit-ups and
push-ups. He just did normal stuff.
Yeah, he did normal stuff, and he became like the strongest person in the world, and he can knock out anybody with one punch is the whole thing.
There is one guy who didn't come out in One Punch.
Like, yeah.
But I think that's actually happened multiple times. I've only watched the show, so I'm not like too far into it.
So I have watched some of the episodes, I've read some of the manga. This is just a random volume of the manga, which is not always the best way to read manga, but I'm not averse to doing it sometimes. So I was not lost, because they've been fighting the Monster Association for a while now, but I don't remember. This is one part bad when I'm going to be telling you about it, but I'll just describe the characters I see. I don't remember everybody's names. So we're starting with Punch, which is what they call the chapters, 135 Heroes Don't Lose. And we have a fella who is in a hospital, because a lot of the heroes have been hospitalized because of the fight with Garo, who is like the big bad they've been fighting for like 10 plus volumes.
Yeah. Also, I think that's like right where they ended off in the show, like where he's going to fight Saitama.
Yeah, and so they're fighting the Monster Association, so the Saitama is down in the tunnels with Flashy Flash, and a lot of the heroes have been hospitalized. So they hear an announcement, and there's always announcements in the cities they live in, because there's always, like, giant monsters attacking or something. But they hear, wee-oo, wee-oo, regarding the Monster Association hideout, an alarming phenomenon has occurred in City 2. An evacuation order is in place for the city and surrounding areas. The hero, excuse me, the Hero Association says Class S heroes are on the way. So, guy grabs under his bed, throws his bag out the window, and heads out. He takes all his bandages off, and it's a guy who reminds me, he's got like a Yusuke look from Yu Yu Hakusho, except he's got like a baseball bat.
I think he kind of looks like Kuwabara more to me, but...
Sure. But anyway, he heads out. He goes, here I come! And the nurse comes in to check on him in the hospital, and she's like, let's check your blood pressure. And it turns out that this was Moomin Rider's hospital bed. So Moomin Rider is basically a play on Kamen Rider, except Moomin Rider is a bicyclist instead of like a cool motorbike. So Tank Top meets up with Kamen Rider. Moomin Rider. Now I'm mixing the two of them up. It's not Kamen Rider. That'd be a whole different... That'd be like Spice Rider. So Tank Top comes out and says, you headed to the fight. That's risky. Risky. Tank Top Master. And literally Tank Top Master is just basically a strong guy who wears a tank top. And Tank Top says, what can you do with those injuries? I can help eradicate the monsters. But I can help the people around City Z. Then I'll join you. Huh? Tornado and Metal Knight outshow me in handling debris from the fight against the invading mothership, so I went back to training. What? The point is, I can help besides the hospital beds. Hospitals are going to need empty beds. So once again, both of them have been in the hospital. So Tank Top climbs on the back of Moomin Rider, and they're off. Justice back in action! Standing paneling mode! Did you have a question, Henry?
Oh, yeah. I think the other guy's name is just literally Metal Bat. I'm not for sure.
Oh, the guy who looked like the guy from Yu Yu?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway, we are at Tank Top Master's training grounds. And there's like a big hole in the wall. And they're like, it says holy site. Because they kind of worship Tank Top Master. I thought that was really hilarious. So they're at the hospital. They found out Tank Top Master's left. And they're like, here comes Tank Top Girl. And she grabs all of them and pushes them out. So he's got like a bunch of guys that are just obsessed with him that wear tank tops. And then they're like, what the? Master and Moomin did what? I keep wanting to call him Kumin Rider. He's not Kumin Rider. Anyway, this note was on Moomin Rider's bed. I bet Master left for the same reason. Why didn't he say anything to us? Maybe he thinks we're no use. Yeah, the Hero Hunter Thrash is so bad half of us quit. You fools! Tank Top Professor? So, they have a guy who, like, talks to them and tells them, like, what Tank Top Master was trying to teach them. So they have a guy who basically, like, looks at everything Tank Top Master does and describes it, and he's Tank Top Professor. It's so silly. I love it. Don't you know why Master has been wearing this type of tank top? So you look at it, it looks like a plain tank top, right? And when you turn him around, it's a kind of tank top that shows, like, the shoulder muscles a little bit. He wants to show us his back! He's saying, look at my back and learn from it! And they all go, whoa, that totally makes sense! It's, like, super ridiculous. He told us through his tank top. We still have so much to learn, Master! He must have gone to fight the monsters, so we gotta go too! Master, let us accompany you! So there's another hero, he's in a neck brace, and he's like, and then they ran off. I thought they were just ruffians, but those guys have got guts. But look at us. So this is the Blizzard Bunch, and they're all kind of knocked out. And they're like, we can't let the Tank Toppers beat us. We Class B heroes chose to wear the black suit, so we must show our determination. And one of the black suiters says, I can't reach Miss Blizzard. She must be the heart of the action. Split up, assist the relief effort. Moomin did what? The Tank Toppers? The Blizzard Bunch? So everybody is hearing that they're off to fight the monsters. So this everybody's frantically going to join and fight against the monsters too. So these guys are like, we must contribute as martial artists. That's right. And one of them's like this really ugly guy. Oh, you're not supposed to say he's ugly. He's just kind of funny looking.
He doesn't really look ugly.
He's not really ugly. He's just got a really sour face and he looks a little mean. Yeah. Would you say that? He looks like he's bit down on a lemon, and he looks very stern. And anyway, they're like, we have to contribute as martial artists. And these are the guys who had fought in the big tournament that were Saitama had fought in. Okay. And he wore the crazy wig. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah. He also had a different identity. I forgot what that was.
Yeah, it was really fun. So they're like, it isn't our time yet. And they're like, Surya, but we can fight as good as any of those heroes. And he's like, you brought those to a hospital? And she had, like, two giant swords. Fist of Palm Bells deploy silent techniques with a still heart. Yours have been ringing. Hero's tale lies in a firm will, a spirit that leaps to help in extreme situations. But in our current state, we might hold them back. First, we must train to be stronger. In both heart and mind, I want to be a hero. And then she rings again. So basically, they're not going to run off and help. He's kind of like Bruce Lee meets... The guy from Fist of the North Star is kind of his, the way he carries himself. But he's, like, supposed to be the master martial artist. You know, just really awesome. Okay, back in the tunnels, we have Saitama with Flashy Flash and a monster. And the monster kind of has, like, one eye. So, Saitama's like, I can't see anything. And the monster's like, uh-oh, Rebla's blocking the way to the Monster King. That means... And he's afraid Saitama's going to punch his eye out because Saitama's often pretty violent. But he can't see in the dark, so I'll hit him on the head with this. So he's about to whack him in the head. And when he moves the brick, Flashy Flash has been hidden under all the rocks. And the monster goes, eek! And Saitama's like, oh, there you are. And he says to the monster, hey, your eye shines. I turn it on in surprise. And then Flashy Flash says, oh, then you're still of use. What a mess. So basically... He tries to dig Flashy Flash out, and he's like, shine the light, and he's like, ah, that's too bright. And so he shines it on the back of his head, and he's like, ugh, how relaxing. And he thinks he's making fun of him. He's like, I'm gonna kill you. So he finally gets him to do the light properly, and every time he moves a rock falls. So Flashy Flash says, you must suck at that one game. And what they're talking about is...
Jenga?
Yeah, they're talking about Jenga. Because every time Saitama moves a rock, he gets hit in the head. He's like, oh, please do this for me. He said, we both should do this with an eye on overall balance. Okay, good thinking, Eyeballsy. So this monster doesn't have a name, but he's going to start calling him Eyeballsy because he just has one eye. That's pretty funny. And he goes, you're handy, Optiman. No nicknames, please. My name is Oculet. Same difference. Oculet, huh? Yeah, sorry. What's your hero name, sir? He's like, mine, it's, Saitama's name is...
One Punch Man?
It's Bald Cape, I think.
I forgot. It's been,
yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. So he's like, did you say Bald Cape? Flashy Flash is like, what a dumb name. And then Oculet's like, but Flashy Flash is pretty redundant, isn't it? And the One Punch Man / Saitama doesn't like that he called his name dumb, so he puts the rock back over his face. And he says, I'm Saitama. Nice to meet you, Oculet. Yeah. And Flashy Flash is like, get me out. And the end page is Saitama trying to do a Jenga and not being very good at it. So I thought that was a really funny chapter. Because it was just kind of silly, and you got to see everybody kind of gearing up. And I love how everybody's just like, let's go join the fight! Even though they're like all beat up and injured from previously. So, it was fun stuff. Alright, Henry, what have we got today?
So, today I'll be reading... You can watch Volume 13, The Ghoulfather Arc 1, Truth About Tomignon. So, I don't think this is specifically have a chapter number... It's just part of the Ghoulfather arc, so I guess it's just, they just have numbers for these.
Okay.
So
I am going to try to pull it up and jump while you're talking, though. Okay.
So.
Oh, it's not jump, though. My bad. So everybody, actually, you would use the Viz app. And I know I've said this on the show before, but the Viz app is actually even cheaper than the Jump app. I think it's like $2 a month, so it's a really good one. All right, so you don't know what chapter it is, or you think it's this 124 point...
I think it's 124.1, because this is the first one.
Okay, got it. It is 124.1 on the app. Perfect.
So Nate was walking to his house and stuff, and then he's like, saw the last name, and I was like, what are you doing here? And there's like, oh, don't you know what's gonna happen? Like, what's gonna happen? There's like a war that's gonna happen. It's like, what? So, he's like, a war? What are you talking about? So, and then he goes upstairs and he sees Tomignon. He's like, why are you here? And then... Tomignon says, well, he's here to reveal the reason he came to, you know, Springdale. Because that's... Springdale's where Nate lives.
So, okay, so that's like the name of the town.
It's like, oh, I can't say it. It's too long. So, and then... The last Nyamara says, oh, it's too late for that. It's like, Nate's and Whisper's like, what's going on? Are you planning something? It's like, all right, then. If you're not going to tell us, I'll have to summon Tattletail.
Oh, no. I love Tattletail. She's so cool.
Yeah. So, Tattletail just basically makes you tell your secrets, I guess. So, I don't know. Let's just say, I don't know, you're hiding a present or something. And if, someone wanted to know, they could just use Tattletail and then, yeah.
Yeah, one episode of the show that I watched really early on with the kids, Katie goes, because Katie gets possessed by Tattletail, she goes, Nate just took a big stinky poop.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So Katie's just one of Nate's classmates.
Yep.
Tomignon's like, oh, so you know, I already told you that I got hit by a truck and stuff, but afterward, I went to my house and my owner was pretty sad and stuff. Then he was kind of like sad for her, so it's like she was like holding a photo of him and she kept crying. It's like, I want her to smile because, you know, he feels bad, kind of. So then outside a UFO appears.
What?
But yeah, she doesn't see it because I guess it's a yokai UFO.
Okay.
In the game, it's just kind of, they're just aliens, but I guess in this they're yokai alien, I guess. Yeah, it's
kind of
confusing. So,
Well, it's like, have you ever heard of localization?
Yeah.
So it's probably just they localized it and to make it for, like, English speakers.
But I think they actually are, and it just...
I
did play the game on the Japanese 3DS, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
So, she's like, oh, that's just kind of the wind, I guess. It's kind of... Okay. And she's like, oh, it must be a yokai UFO, because she can't see it. So, yeah, out of the UFO, like, some businessman-looking people come out.
They look like mafia, almost, yeah.
I guess I just saw a businessman, because bow tie, kind of.
Oh, sure, sure.
So, it's like, oh, this is a nice place, let's just go in. And then Tom and Joe, I was like, who are you? Don't come any closer. And then he tries to do his move, but then one of the guys like makes him like stops him from doing it. He's like, ah. And then he's in pain. He's like, oh, don't hurt her. Get back here. So they go in, and the one of the guys like troops kind of. He's just he's like, oh, it's just a little girl, you know. It's like nothing that big to deal. So yeah.
Dang, this guy's pigging out.
Yeah. So it's like. He's like, oh, it's old, but I guess it'll do for, you know, we're just gonna, like, steal all their stuff and it's fine. So, yeah, he like Dad said, he's figuring out. He's like, oh, there's some books, but none of them are really that good. I guess this one guy says, and this one guy's also just
sleeping. That's rude.
And then this one guy is just drinking some wine, I think. I don't know why this girl would have wine.
Yeah, why has Emily got a bunch of booze at her house? Emily, shame on you.
Okay. It's like, leave this house. It's like, we've got a slow learner here. You know you're just going to get, like, beat up again. It's like, oh, you're just weird at this human, I guess. It's like, oh, don't worry. We're just, you know, here for a little while. We'll be gone. Then he looks at the photo and sees, you know, the cat on it. Says, oh, right. Yeah, you must be that guy. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, this little, you made this girl sad, I guess. It's like, that's none of your business. Get out of here. So he's like, let's get out of here, I guess. But we've only been here for a little while. So yeah, they just kind of leave. And then he's like, that guy's like, I know to repay that girl for letting us stay here. I'll make her wish come true. And I guess so. He, like, they leave. But then, so yeah, she's like, then he goes, like, the UFO left, and then he goes running back, and then he's like, Tom and Jan? And yeah, so she's happy to see him again. But the thing is, they got a new cat, so yeah, she just thinks he's back alive again. And then he's like, what? But I'm right here. No, that's the, like, thick one. He's like, no, get away from her. But he's a yokai, so he can't hurt humans. He can't hurt other yokai, though. I guess he could hurt a human, like, if he had, like, if he was holding, like, a object, but he was just punching them.
Right.
I guess, he's like, no, that's the imposter. It's not me, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's...
That's kind of sad, though.
So, he's kind of sad, but he's like, oh, well, if it'll make her happy, I guess I'll just leave. But then she's like, wrong page. It's like, wait, you have... If, like, someone dies, they don't just come back to life, and you have to, like, learn to know that. But now she's just like, oh, yay, happy, happy, happy. So, yeah, he's kind of, like, I have to teach them a lesson, I guess, like, to the aliens, because, so, yeah. So he goes outside, but then that guy who was drinking wine appears, and it's like, the ghoul father ain't the kind of guy to be fighting. So he's like, this is unacceptable. I have to make him stop it. What he's doing. It's like, the god, the ghoul father gave the girl a gift and she liked it. That's all. So he's like, and oh, are you jealous? And then he uses his attack and then it's like,
Centicuffs.
Yeah, Centicuffs. It's like, oh, you still don't learn. And then he got beat up a bunch. Oh, his face is a little kind of swollen.
Man, his head got huge. Like,
and he's like, well, I'd never want to see you again. So he kind of just leaves and is like, oh man, why'd they forget me? I was just using the bathroom. Dang. Yeah, so then he walks around and keeps telling, like, the other yokai, hey, can you help us? And they're like, no way. You gotta be kidding. Are you nuts? Get out of here. So he's like, everyone in... That's what they call BBQ, but that in the Japanese version, which is the one I played, that's right. Just America.
Oh, okay. And
where Nate lives is, like, Japan, kind of, so...
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, so can you, like, please help me? Then Nate's like, you should have told me if it was, like, something that important. And then all of them are like, yeah, we'll help. We'll do whatever we can. It's like, thank you. And then say, we're headed to BBQ, a.k.a. America.
What? Yeah. And that's the end of the chapter.
Yeah, I think there's, like, I don't, Okay, let me just see.
So it looks like there's 5 chapters to this arc.
Five? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, like, if you look on the...
I guess they're, like, all of them are, like, 3 times the normal chapters.
Yeah.
Size.
So that's pretty cool. So, yeah, if you look on the app, chapter 124, which is basically that entire volume, is broken into 5 chapters. So, yeah, that's pretty long for what you normally get out of one. I thought that was pretty good, though, because that basically gave you, like, his entire origin. It sets up the Ghoul Father story. Pretty sweet. So before we get out of here, we're going to take a couple of minutes to just talk about what we've been up to lately. So Henry, you've been collecting some Dragon Ball figures. So yeah. What Dragon Ball figures have you gotten recently?
So I got Majin Buu and Super Saiyan Gotenks.
Nice. And the Super Saiyan Gotenks was a special order from, was it Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble. On Amazon, it's like $45.
Oh, yeah.
But then I just looked like... pretty recently, and it was now down to 30.
Nice.
You still get to save a little bit, though.
I saved a little bit because we have a Barnes & Noble card, so A, we got it with a 10% discount. B, we got points for buying from them, so pretty cool. So anyway, me, I've just been reading lots of books lately, which is pretty much I do. I read comics, I read manga, I read books. That's Joe Crawford's life other than work. Anyway, so... thanks for listening today. You can reach out to us at 21st Century Boys on X.
Why do you always try to make that like sound?
Because I hate that it's not Twitter anymore. I wish it was just still Twitter. Anyway, so 21STCENBOYS. You can hit up Jack. We'll probably do an episode with him again before too much longer at IN_garlic, GARLIC. I had to think about how you spell garlic. So, for me, the other ways you can hit me up is going to be on X, on Instagram, on Threads, and Blue Sky. I think that's all I'm at. And it's just at IWasJoe, IOWASJOE. And thanks for listening to us today, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Bye!